Right. Hey, finally, we had some great weather here that we could get outside, and our guys are working hard. We've gotten off to a great start with phase one of the off-season program. Phase two, the thing that has been so impressive and looking at our football team and what has happened so far is the participation by our players. It's been outstanding, you know, to come to phase three of the off-season program, the OTAs, and have 99% of your players here. There's a lot to be said for that. And myself and our coaching staff, I mean, we're so appreciative of our players because this is voluntary. And to have this type of participation, and I explained this to our team yesterday, that it's so hard in today's NFL to really plan on having a good season if you don't get this type of participation in the off-season program. So we're very fortunate. I think this gives us a very good chance of not only being a playoff team next season, but being a team that can have a chance to go even further in the playoffs. So this gives you a chance. When you have this type of participation, guys understanding the importance of the work that's necessary that you have to put in to have a good football team. So really encouraged by the participation and the way the guys are practicing. So,
you said Greg Jennings working through an injury?
Yes, ankle's a little bit sore. But he'll be fine. Nothing serious. He's on the side working with Eric Sugarman. He'll be fine.
That's something that happened during the workouts here?
Or? Yesterday. Yep. Okay. Yep.
To have the MVP, obviously he's still getting back to full health, but to have his presence here, what does that mean for the rest of the guys to see that?
I'm glad to hear you say MVP, Dan, because that's how you need to speak of him. I mean, he's the most valuable player in our league a season ago, and the fact that he's here really kind of helps the rest of our players to understand the importance of this portion of the offseason. So we're very grateful that he's here. But everyone knows what he means to our team, what he means to our organization, and his attitude and the way he's approaching things is what you want to see if you're a young player coming in and trying to figure out this league. To be around Adrian, it's good for our team, just good for everybody involved.
He's out there in team drills, so he must be doing okay physically at this point.
Yeah, he has no problems. He feels like he's 100%, so that's good for us.
Can you tell about having the continuity of most of your coaches, especially your coordinators, how much of a difference that makes year after year?
I think it means a lot, Joe. When you are trying to have a consistently good football team, it helps the players to be able to know what the system is, the guys that are returning year in and year out. So the fact that we're able to retain our coaches, bring back our coaching staff intact for the most part, and especially the coordinators, as a player, you just have a certain amount of confidence when you come back. If you're Chad Greenway, if you're Adrian, you know, our special teams players, I mean, you come back, you kind of feel like you know the system, you know what's expected, and it's just good for everybody involved.
Most hopeful vision for Joe Webb as he makes this transition position-wise?
I was talking to him today about one of the toughest parts of the transition is just the route running part. I mean, he has very good hands. He knows the offense very well. He's actually helping, you know, some of the young guys and understanding where to line up at. But just that he'll be able to grasp the route running part of it fast enough to give himself the best chance to go out and really have a chance to make the transition smoothly when we get to training camp. But knowing how hard he works and how much he wants to succeed as a receiver, he'll have a very good chance of getting that done.
What all went into the decision when you guys finally rubber stamped that move?
I think looking at, you know, our current quarterback situation and then the type of offense that we run, you know, there are some things that Joe does very well. We've seen him put on a highlight show in some ball games when he's gotten in games. One of his strengths is the ball being in his hand and carrying the football, and the way our offense is constructed, it doesn't lend itself to just being that type of player only. So, you know, we wanted to be able to get him on the field rather than on Sundays, you know, standing on the sideline with me as a third quarterback or not dressed, with the addition of Matt as well, and then of course Christian being our starter. This was a way to utilize his gifts, and so we wanted to take a look at it. And to his credit, his attitude was great when I broached the subject with him. He handled it well.
Are you training in Joe at one particular position, or are you finding different spots to put him in the offense?
Right now, we've got him in one spot, but we do have ideas about some things we want to do with him beyond just lining him up at the X or the Z position.
Leslie, it seems like one of his strengths is his, like you said, his attitude and his lack of ego, whether it's you want him to be a wide receiver or you want him to be a quarterback. Sometimes you don't find that in an athlete at his skill level in the NFL.
It's rare, Don. I told him that too. You know, he's a talented individual, and there are guys with lesser talent who would be stomping their feet and complaining. But Joe is all about the team, and I think that's one of the reasons the players have always rallied around him. I can remember even as a rookie, and I used to look and see how the guys kind of gravitated to Joe, and I couldn't understand it. And as time went on, I realized he's just one of those guys you kind of pull for. And sitting in my office a few days ago, it came to me as well. I mean, this guy's one of those guys you want to see succeed because of his attitude and how humble he is in his approach to the game. He's just a great athlete, but a tremendous person as well.
This is Josh Robinson learns that slot position. What are the challenges that he faces compared to playing the outside?
Well, the slot, you know, you don't have that sideline as a defensive back to kind of help you when you're playing corner. Sometimes just playing corner, you kind of – there are certain things by a guy's alignment that can tell you what's going to happen because he doesn't have as much grasp based on his split. At the corner position, you can look at him and say, okay, based on his split, he has to run this type of route. If he's a little bit tighter, he's going to run this. If he's a little bit wider, he's going to run that. Well, in the slot, I mean, they got a lot of feel. It requires a different mindset. And you actually do a little bit more from a mental standpoint as well. I mean, the responsibility changes versus when we say we want you to play press coverage at corner. Now when you have to play the slot position, we might have you involved in our run defense as well as pass defense as opposed to corner where a lot of times you're just covering. So the responsibility changes. It requires a little bit more awareness. You have to be a better tackler. And you have to have the cover skills to be able to line up against some guys that sometimes are a lot smaller.
He's never really done it. I mean, how much of an emphasis is that this offseason for him?
Oh, it's a major emphasis because, as you mentioned, he didn't have to do it a season ago. We primarily played him outside. So we've started integrating him into that position now and just to find out if he can do it. We think he can, but we've got to get some practices on his belt and get some preseason games as well. But if he can do it, we're going to be – I mean, it will help our secondary tremendously. We're all hoping he'll be able to get it done.
Aaron talked a little bit about switching to middle linebacker, saying he's done enough in nickel in the past and he's trained enough at the position that he doesn't see it as a huge position change in terms of what he's being asked to do. What does he have to learn that he maybe hasn't done before?
You know, in our base defense, it's a little bit different than when he played the nickel position. There's some things in the run game that will require more of him than it did in nickel situations. So there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve there, going from outside to inside. And the other aspect is what we ask of the Mike linebacker from a leadership standpoint, and that can't be underestimated. You're the guy who everybody kind of looks to as the quarterback of the defense. And when you're doing that every down, it's a little different than in third down situations or certain second and long situations. So that part of it means as much as what you do functionally. What kind of leader are you?
To that end, Leslie, how much does it help you if Aaron's able to grasp this role to have one guy calling the defense start?
I think it helps, you know, where other guys gain a little bit of confidence and knowing that that's the guy, when he talks, everybody listens. So there's going to be a little bit on Aaron's shoulder to get that done. But we have some other guys that are competing as well. Adi Cole is going to be one of the guys competing. Michael Monte, when we get to training camp, he'll be in the mix as a guy that'll be competing as well. So we'll see how it unfolds.
Do you anticipate the competition going to the extent that some of those other guys will get first team reps when, you know, OTAs, training camp, mini camp, that sort of thing?
Only if they do enough, Kevin, to show that they're worthy of that. Aaron will be the starter, and they would have to show that they've done something to pique our interest to see how they would handle the starting role.
And has that happened yet, or not to this point?
No, not to this point. We've only had. Well, this was our second day out here, so we got a long way to go.
What have you seen? And what's your impression of Patterson to this point?
I like him a lot. I mean, his length, his catching ability, he has a real a better knowledge of the passing game than we expected. So we feel like we can do a lot with him, Tim. We're impressed, very impressed.
Is the plan sort of to limit him a little bit, given that you've got Greg and Jerome coming back, to just give him, you know, a little bit at a time?
That is the plan. We don't want to, you know, give him too much early. I mean, we want to make sure that we do enough to get him on the field and really go max, you know, go to his strengths. And there are some things we have in mind. But from everything that I've seen, we'll be able to utilize his talents. He's a gifted young man.
How is he as a returner, kick and punt?
We're going to look at him primarily as a kick returner. You know, he done some punt return, but that's not where we're going to be looking at him primarily as a kickoff return guy.
What have you seen from Kevin here coming in since the restructure?
Oh, his attitude is great. Kevin is a pro's pro. He's one of those guys I kind of lean on, and when we're trying to get things done here, and just very, very grateful that he's come back and want to be a part of what we're trying to get done. We lean on Kevin a lot, not just what he does on the football field, but in the locker room, in this building. He's a great guy to have on your team, and we expect him to really raise his level and play well this season.
Because of that, how hard are those business decisions with a guy like Kevin?
They're hard. I mean, he's a veteran guy who has a lot of pride and has had a lot of success in our league. But to his credit, he realized what things are, and he made a decision to remain a Viking. And we're all, happy for that because it makes us a better football team.
If everything goes to plan, what do you get from John Carlson this season?
Well, the obvious is a few more catches, get him a little bit more involved in the offense and become a downfield threat for us. But if he can shoulder some of the load when it comes to catching the ball and continue to improve as a blocker, it's going to make our offense that much better.
How does he seem just in terms of his mindset? Because he had a long string of bad luck over the past couple of years here.
Well, I know when we sit down and talk, one of his goals, and it's the same goal we all have for him, stay healthy. I mean, his talent is, he's a very talented guy, but he's had trouble staying on the field. So if we can get him through these OTAs, get him through training camp, and get to the regular season, I think, his numbers will be a lot better. But we're all hoping that he can stay healthy.
When was he finally 100% healthy, you think?
Maybe, just from my standpoint, he may say different. Maybe week 4 or 5, maybe you start seeing him get to where we thought he would be. But it took a while. When you miss, the majority of training camp, most of the OTAs, it's tough. And in today's NFL, with how limited you are in training camp today, I mean, you're already reduced in what you do. So when you miss that part of preparation, you really set back today.